Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So they've actually just gone off. So I'm going to throw over to Joe, who's on first corner, and give you a quick rundown of everything.
Thank you, Tim. They have now set off. We have Churchill M3, followed by Modling M3, followed by Lady Margaret M4, Pembroke M3, St. Edmunds M2, and Wolston's M2. I can see Wolston M2. They are the final boat to go. They are half a length away from St. Edmunds. You should be able to see them now, Tim, so I'll pass it over to you.
Yeah, so as you say, at the front, we have got Lady Margaret. Oh, sorry, just a minute. Yeah, Churchill, of course. They are about a length ahead of the next boat, which is Magdalen M3. As they come around a grassy corner, they kind of have a pretty comfortable lead. They're actually looking very good, considering the division. As they come around the corner, keeping a very steady distance between all the boats. Magdalen M3 about a length behind, and then about three lengths behind Magdalen, we have Lady Margaret M4. Now, there's a bit of an exciting one here as Lady Margaret are being closely chased by Pembroke. When I say closely, there's a quarter of a length in it, if that. This is one to watch. They come round grassy corner, both taking a very tight line here around grassy corner. The gap is closing. It looks like Pembroke might get the bump on Lady Margaret. As they come round the corner, Pembroke taking a tighter line. This means they might be able to slightly overtake Lady Margaret in just a moment. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. As that goes around the corner behind them, we have St. Edmunds, who are very hotly chased by Wolston M2. A little bit further up, like I say, it looks like Pembroke are about to get the bump on Lady Margaret. Very hard to say, though. I'm seeing arms put in the air. They've stopped rowing. Yeah, Pembroke have bumped on Lady Margaret. So Pembroke have bumped Lady Margaret M4. As I say, behind them, we've got St. Ed's being hotly chased by Wolston. It looks like that might be a bump a little bit further up the river. But I'm going to throw now to Beth, who's over opposite the plough. Beth, what can you see?
Hello, I've just heard Churchill and Magdalen go passing. Magdalen about two boats behind Churchill there. And it looks like we've just had another bump. I'm really sorry, I was looking the other way. I think that St. Edmunds has bumped there. Yeah, they're coming in, and that's all that's happened here.
Okay, now, thanks, Beth. Thanks, Beth.
Anything happening back there?
Yeah, thanks, Beth. Just to confirm the story, that was Wolston bump. And as Magdalen and Churchill go around to Longreach, it was looking very close there. So there might be a bump a little bit further up. Benedict might be able to confirm. It might be that all six boats here have bumped in some way or been bumped. Benedict, can you see what happened at the top of the division there?
Hello, Tim. Last I could see, Churchill still had about a boat and a half on Magdalen. And I'm just heading down to the finish line now to see what's going on.
We'll just run through the provisional results of the men's there. So it looks like Wolston bumped St. Ed's. Pembroke Wolston 2 bumped St. Ed's 2. Pembroke M3 bumped Lady Margaret M4. And Churchill and Magdalen still going. Looks like they might be rowing over.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello there. I have confirmed results for the M4 race. M3 is still trying to be sorted out by the umpires, as it can only be classified as carnage. So, Churchill 3 rode on, Magdalen 3 rode on, Pembroke 3 bumped Lady Margaret 4, and Wolston 2 bumped St. Edmunds 2. So our final order is Churchill 3, Magdalen, Pembroke, Lady Margaret 4, Wolston 2, St. Edmunds 2.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.